Let us pray. Lord, we pray that as we listen to your word, you send your Holy Spirit to speak into the hearts and the minds of each of us. Amen. Well, good morning from a distance. Today is Passion Sunday, and it's the day when Christians consciously turn to the cross of Christ. And normally we'd meet together to worship in church. But even though we're not in the same building today, we're still together in spirit, I know. As you know, St. Peter's, along with all the churches up and down the country, is now closed, apart from for food banks. And this, I know, is going to be particularly difficult for many of us as we approach Holy Week. For Christians everywhere, the lead up to Easter is going to look really rather different than normal this year. However, it is necessary that we do this in order to keep ourselves and the most vulnerable in our community safe. And I find some comfort actually in the fact that St. Peter's Church building is now being used as a distribution point for the food bank referral agencies. So although we can't worship there at present, our church building is still being used for God's work. This is a time for us to pull together, metaphorically obviously, and to comply with the measures that help us protect our families and neighbours. Someone said to me this week, our grandparents were called to war. We're called to stay at home and wash our hands. We can do this, folks. And there are, of course, exceptions to this as well. Many people, including those from our congregation, don't have the option of staying at home. They're out on the front line as NHS staff, police, pharmacists, those who work in the food industry, retail and distribution. They're carers and council workers and those in other essential roles. And if this is you, then thank you. If not, can I ask you to please pray for those from our community who are doing these essential jobs? Oddly enough, I've spent much more time in the vicarage than normal this week. And as such, I found myself wandering around the garden while I needed a break. And I've noticed that in stark contrast to all the gloom in the newspapers, the trees and the shrubs are starting to bloom and they look beautiful. And this brought to mind this week the well-known reading from the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. It's from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning to read it first verse. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. We're entering a new season, one that we've never known in our lifetime. And if we believe what we hear on the news and what we see from the experience of those countries who are a little bit further along the cycle of this pandemic than we are, things are quite likely to get worse before they get better. It's believed that the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes was probably King Solomon. And in this chapter, he alternates positive and negative, whilst guiding us through a discussion about the fact that there is a time, a season, for both good and bad. But if the seasons teach us anything, is that from the cold darkness of winter always comes new life in spring. And if we look outside our windows today, we can see evidence of that all around us, in the blossom of the trees and in the spring flowers. And although we couldn't see it, we didn't know this at the time, in the frozen soil of winter, deep down, these new shoots have been waiting for the weather to get a little bit warmer, ready to burst into life. I truly believe that this experience will change us, that life after coronavirus will be different than life before. I believe that the good that we've seen in the last few weeks will continue. After the virus, people will continue to look out for their neighbour, and the communities that have joined together to help each other will stay together. I believe that we'll emerge from this kinder people with more of an appreciation of the environment and the world that we live in. A friend sent me this poem earlier in the week, and I thought I'd finish by sharing it with you today. Here we go. History will remember when the world stopped, and the flights stayed on the ground, and the cars parked in the street, and the trains didn't run. History will remember when the schools closed and the children stayed indoors, and the medical staff walked towards the fire and they didn't run. History will remember when the people sang on their balconies in isolation, but so very much together in courage and song. History will remember when the people helped their old and their weak, protected the vulnerable by doing nothing at all. History will remember when the virus left and the houses opened and the people came out and hugged and kissed and started again, kinder than before. Amen. May God bless you this week.